today's rest of the story. Haverhill, Massachusetts, June 1854. Roland Hussey's wholesale and retail dry goods store business was bad. And no wonder. Not many months before, Roland had deliberately opened his establishment in a dead section of town. He said commercial development of Haverhill was headed his way, said his bargain prices and quality merchandise would lure folks from the main shopping area, but it didn't happen. Now Roland is stuck with a full dry goods stock and fewer than ever customers. Something dramatic was in order. And then it occurred to the young businessman that he would organize a parade for the 4th of July. A parade leading from the cluster of successful shops across town to his store. He'd hire an 8-piece marching band. He'd get an experienced orator to make a patriotic speech. Hopefully the pomp and ceremony would attract attention to Roland's failing business. Well, July 4 rolled around, and it was a scorcher. A handful of Haverhill citizens joined the parade behind Roland's marching band. Most of them, however, stayed in the shade of their front porches, sipping cool cider. And when the band reached Roland's dry goods store, it stopped to serenade the 100 or so onlookers. Roland tugged at his collar. His scheduled speaker, a fellow from Boston named Wilkins, was nowhere in sight. It's now 1 o'clock. Those assembled had been promised a 4th of July address. Roland had no choice. He searched his mind. He remembered a speech he had made as a small boy in school. The title was George Washington, Soldier and Statesman. Seemed appropriate enough for the 4th of July, so Roland stepped up, stood in front of the door of his little dry goods store, and made his own speech. Afterward, his holiday audience applauded politely and dispersed. The parade as promotion idea had been inspired, if somewhat misfired. And apparently whatever business Roland gained as a result was insufficient to save his dying establishment. It was all downhill from there on. A few months later, there was a little sign in the window of Roland's dry goods store, closed. Roland went into real estate after his Haverhill dry goods business failed, and he might have stayed in real estate had it not been for a friend he'd made back in July of 1854. You remember that 4th of July parade? Remember the speech Roland made? Well, there'd been a certain gentleman in the crowd that day, a businessman named Caleb Hunking, and Mr. Hunking had been sufficiently impressed with Roland's address to remember him when the chips were down. It was Mr. Hunking, then, who gave Roland the money to open another store in another city, New York City. And that dry goods business on 6th Avenue just south of 14th Street, that one prospered. Well, 140 years have passed. And Roland's store prospers still. And those who carry on now that Roland is gone have perpetuated their founder's tradition of an annual promotional parade. No, not on July 4. They learned their lesson about that. Roland learned quickly that during the summer, too many folks stayed in the shade. So, tomorrow before the parade passes by, you'll remember Roland's first parade in the torrid July of 1854. And that first dry goods store, owner and proprietor Roland Hussey Macy. Only now you know the rest of the story.